If you've been a long-time listener to WBJC, the name James Magruder may sound familiar to you from the times that he would come in to talk to us in his guise as dramaturg at Centre Stage. Well, since that time, although he is still playwriting and doing translation, he's been concentrating on fiction writing. A very well-received debut novel, Sugarless, came out recently, and his first story collection came out this summer. It's called Let Me See It. And it's my pleasure to have James in the studio. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me in, Judith.
It's a very intriguing title. Tell me about it.
It had another title first. It used to be called You've Really Learned How, which is one of the stories in the collection. And then my initial publisher thought, learned what? I think he was wrong. I wanted to call it Stiff with History, but that my agent and others thought it was just a little too off color. So Let Me See It is, it's not that it's a mystery, but like how it ties into the book, I don't want to give it away.
Well, it's a lovely title. And a collection of 10 linked stories, and I think this is what has really caught people's imagination, is the form that you've chosen, because it is these two characters that go through these 10 stories, very interlinked. So why is it not a novel? Why is it a collection of short stories, rather?
That's a good question. So what had happened, Judith, is I have written 10 stories separately, but a lot of them sort of seem to have the same protagonist, and that would be myself, just with a different college major. So I had begun sending out my stories as they were, and then my agent and a couple of editors said, I think you should link them. And I saw the wisdom in that, and then I figured, how do you go about that? And I hit upon the idea of having to be two gay first cousins. You know, I'm not giving away anything to say that it wasn't until I finished the book that I realized what I had written was Elliot is the me, is the James Magruder who should have died of AIDS in 1990 or 1991, but I managed to survive. And then Tom is the one who survives. I don't even know if that's useful, but I will say I'm thrilled when readers who don't know that say, oh, and Tom and Elliot are so different, and I loved them both. And I'm thinking, wow, I did pull a fast one, because in my mind, it's just me.
I'm interested that you talk about the autobiographical element, because I think any writer has, to a greater or lesser extent, to draw on personal experience. But how does that then evolve for you? Because obviously you're not writing memoir.
Mm-hmm. Well, and people often ask, why not write memoir? And I think, because then I can't make anything up. And then I have to be faithful to a truth. And so it'll start out and I'll remember things, I'll remember jobs, and I'll remember, and then it'll veer off because the story takes over, or it's more interesting if something else happens. Jill McCorkle has said that your first novel should take care of the mother. You should work with the mother material. And then if you're brave enough or go on to a second novel, then it's time to go after dad. And I would say that this book in the end is about my daddy issues and my survivor's guilt.
Well, we certainly look forward to the next one, then see where you go from there, James. James Magruder has just come out with his first story collection. It's called Let Me See It. And you can find out more details on James's website. That's jamesmagruder.com. It's lovely to talk to you. Thanks so much. And really, I hope this flies for you.
Thanks for having me.